True Believers, welcome to another episode of Heart in the Pain with your host, as always, Justin. We've got a special Saturday podcast for you guys where we're talking about Captain Marvel. We're pretty much going to be centered around Captain Marvel. I had some theories that I've been talking about with some other friends and YouTubers and some of you guys. So I'm actually going to do an episode because I was chopping it up with somebody the other day about this one theory I believe that would make sense going into Infinity War. Well, should I say Avengers Part 4. I'm going to be talking about it in this episode as well as some potential leaks of Infinity Wars. So kind of spoiler warning just in case if it does become true. All right. Anyways, enough talking. Heart of the Pain starts right now. Let's go. Hey guys, so Infinity Wars is, man, probably like 47, 46 days away. I'm still super excited. We're riding off this high here at Heart in the Paint with giving you the latest Infinity War kind of material and content. But I really wanted to talk about in this episode about Captain Marvel. Now, before we get into it, in the last couple of episodes, we did bring together some of the leaks that we know that Captain Marvel's movie will be casted, so written in the 1990s. So, and also we know that, I did see it yesterday, that Captain Marvel, there was leaked by Kevin Feige as well as Marvel Studios putting it out that more than half of the movie will be in space. So being that we are already seeing more of the cosmic universe approaching with Guardians 2, as well as Infinity War, they already leaked out that some other leaks about, you know, Thanos and that planet is Titan, and how that is, we're going to be seeing like some history of Thanos. Also is going to be a catch-up game where Thanos is always going to be like somewhat, you know, ahead of a couple of steps ahead of Avengers. So it's going to be more like a chase game. But with all that being said, I'm seeing the blueprints here. I'm seeing the little breadcrumbs here that Marvel Studios is doing, and Kevin Feige's putting, kind of teasing us with that, with 1990 and Captain Marvel being casted more so in space, I think we're going to be taken back. Now, again, this goes along with the other theory that I said in a couple episodes past. You guys can stay tuned to that. But where Captain Marvel is in Nick Fury, we've already been teased about some set pictures with Nick Fury, a younger Nick Fury with his two eyes, that he's going to be exposed to a level or a magnitude of, I guess, earth-shaking reality of how he needs to create a team, which kind of leaks into the Avengers initiative. But we already kind of went over that. I kind of wanted to talk about Captain Marvel today, about how that is connected to the Soul Stone. Because there is a theory that I did talk about when Black Panther came out, that I really think that the Soul Stone is in Wakanda. And it makes sense that, you know, Thanos would have a fight there. But again, the more and more it gets closer, more and more I see some scripts, and more so I see some leaks that the reason why the war is there, that is Vision and a couple other people that have the stone go to Wakanda to protect them. So with that being said, if that is not going to work and the Soul Stone is not there, then there is a potential that at the end of Infinity War, one of the first or second post-credit will show Captain Marvel trapped in the Soul Stone. And there is in the classic canon of comics of the Infinity War, depending on what you're reading, that actually Captain Marvel was trapped in the Soul Stone, and some of the stones can grow large as a planet. So I'm thinking this will explain why she has been, you know, not seen over these past, like this past decade. So that would really, really make sense. I want to hear from you guys. If you are listening on the Anchor app, please hit that call back button on the green button on the left there to kind of, I want to hear from you guys. Also, I have some potential special podcasts coming in the future where I have some guest speakers coming in. But I really want to hear from you guys. What do you guys think about that theory of Captain Marvel being trapped in the Soul Stone, which it would make sense And again, going into Infinity Gauntlet, if part four is going to be called Infinity Gauntlet. So that's my theory about Captain Marvel, where she has been all this time. And again, that would make sense to kind of have that Wonder Woman approach that we saw. We saw her debut in Batman vs. Superman and then being taken back. And also, I wanted to do a little quick little plug-in about the casting of Christian Wiig. Playing our you know, arch nemesis to Wonder Woman here. I don't really know about that, but anyways, this is about Captain Marvel. So I mean, I want to hear from you guys. What do you guys think about that? Again, like I said, it only makes sense. I know we're gonna have some origin stories of Captain Marvel in when it comes out between Infinity Wars as well as Part 4, and it does kind of make sense. I can't wait to see the nemesis and the kind of the movie come into life here with Captain Marvel. I'm really, really excited to see what that is. I really feel strong that we're going to see Captain Marvel at the end of the post credits of Infinity Wars. I really do. It only makes sense going into that. I don't see anything else making sense. And again, I don't really think that Thanos is going to have all the Infinity Crystals at the end of the movie. I think we're going to see it at the end or potentially in the middle of part four. I'm not too sure. But there is some teases also about so many deaths happening in Infinity Wars. So that could be a potential tease that Kevin Feige is doing. A hilarious picture that they put of a part four script read through, and there's only one person at the table, and there's like 20 seats, and none of them are filled. That's hilarious. But again, guys, what do you think? What do you think about the Captain Marvel movie theories, and as well as your take on the deaths here? So hit that callback number or callback button on the Anchor app, guys. If you're listening on the other apps, app stores, outlets, please hit the subscribe button. If you're listening on Anchor, hit that favorite button. Guys, I want to thank everybody that has been favoring this channel. It's been a boom this past couple of weeks, guys. I thank you so much. So guys, if you're liking this app, don't just favorite it. Hand me, smash that clap button there on the Anchor app, as well as share it, guys. Share it on the app store outlet there, or if it's just on Anchor, share it. I would appreciate it, guys. And again, if you want to kind of get into my next episode or be a featured on my next episode, please hit that call back and see what you guys are wanting me to talk about or to address. Again, thank you so much again for spending your time with Heart and the Pain in this episode. You'll have a good Saturday and stay awesome. We'll be right back.